Transmission.
Seven forty-five. That's an interesting statement. And the only reason that number is interesting is because it's 5:47 backwards. The actual time, however, is 19:30 UTC. And that, my friends, is the time at which we get out of the car. Ugh. Yeah. You heard me. Because it is time for the Dubious Goals Committee. Hello, my name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. And I'm very clearly your hero because once again, I'm outdoors risking my life, risking my health, and risking my freedom for your vicarious entertainment. That's right. Once again, I'm defying all laws and common sense and medical advice, and I am walking around in public. I'm in a public park. What's the name of this park again? I think it's called Maple Village Park or Maplewood Park. Maple Village Park. And what are we doing here today? Well, we're gonna look for some mushrooms. So here I am standing by a whole bunch of very large cottonwood trees. There's molehills. I just heard something big. Oh, I think it's just squirrels chasing each other in there. Okay. We got some molehills. We got all kinds of crazy stuff going on. Except no rain. It was supposed to rain yesterday or overnight, and it didn't. And it was a nice day yesterday, as everybody will remember. And then I got up this morning, and today it's nice and overcast. I took my analgesics. What is that sound? I took my analgesics and I waited for those to kick in, ate my breakfast, then I got the hell out of my house so we could come out here and look for some mushrooms. There's a lot of squirrels running around in here, out here. Okay, whatever. So we're gonna go down into the ravine today as the wind picks up here a little bit. I did check the Weather Channel before I left, and apparently all the rain is down to the south of us. But we might get the top edge of it, of a big storm, so I'm hoping for rain, but we'll see what happens. I'm sort of walking across the open grass field. There's a lot of squirrels. A lot of squirrels just looking at me, wondering what it is that I'm doing. I'm being suspected by squirrels, which I find vaguely hilarious. Okay, so now, where's our little entrance down into the ravine? Here it is. All this grass is growing up. Look at some of this grass is waist high. Here's some nettles that are better than waist high. All right, dun dun dun, let's sneak in here. Yes, I'm pushing various foliage out of the way. And now, yes, I'm sort of in the creek. I'm way up high. The creek is, oh, like 7 meters below me. 8 meters, maybe? No, maybe not. I can hear squirrels chattering. I'm looking around on the ground. Not seeing any signs of mushrooms yet, but the earth is damp. Without being too muddy. Hopefully it's not too slippery. I'm hearing crazy sounds everywhere, like squirrels running around. That must be what this is. It's squirrels running around and all kinds of stuff. I'm looking down into the water. I'm looking for any kind of dudes, because there's dudes down here. We will often find marmots. We did find star-nosed mole once. That was sure crazy. Turkeys will come down in here. And as I glance around, I'm just not seeing much of anything from up here. So, we might as well go down into the creek valley, into the bed. Okay, I'm looking at this hill. It's a nice 40 degree grade. It doesn't look too wet. Which hand do I want to use? We're going to go left-handed so I can grab onto this. What is this? An ironwood tree. And we got a hickory tree that I can grab onto here. Doodly-doo. Okay, we're good. We're good. We're making our way down the sharp incline. I see little birds. I see a squirrel chasing a little bird. Okay, we got all kinds of strange action. Now I don't have anything to grab onto, so we gotta carefully, oh so carefully, make our way down. Yeah, okay, I think we're good. I think we're good, but now that we're here, which direction do we go? I see moving branches. I see, there's a lot of squirrel action. There's a lot of damn squirrel action going on down here. Yes, I don't know what's happening. Some kind of squirrel party. I guess we're going this way. This is the easiest way to get around here. Oh, it's a lovely day. Like I said, it's overcast. It's about, oh, I wouldn't even say it's 65 degrees. Got that little woodpecker above me in that big cottonwood tree. Tuck a tuck a tuck tuck. Maybe you can hear him. Oh, yeah, 63 degrees Fahrenheit would be my guess, which would be about what? I don't know. 16 degrees Celsius. 17. All right, what do we want to do? I'm sitting here. What am I doing? I'm standing here and I'm looking at the latest high water mark, which is strangely high. We're talking at least 2 meters above where it is now, which would mean 64 times the amount of water. And I'm really surprised. When did it rain this hard? Was it like a week ago, 2 weeks? I don't know. Man, I'd hate to be down here in a flood. Although, you'd sort of be okay, because this is the watershed. This is the source. So, you know, it's going to be the least here. But, yeah. Anyway, let's get moving. I want to go over into some of the known mushroom zones to see if we can find some cool stuff, like some coral mushrooms. Because coral mushroom season is, well, it's almost upon us. Usually we get them at the end of May and the beginning of June. I need to be very careful here because this looks slippery, and if I make one misstep, I am falling a meter and a half into the creek, which wouldn't be that bad. It's not that big of a fall, and the creek's not very deep or anything. But I would get wet. It would be annoying. And it doesn't sound like it's all that fun. Alright, so here I am. Here I am in the little mini ravine. There's this other little ravine that feeds into here. And this is where we find our corals. We have found corals on these logs. These logs that are now completely rotten away. We have found red cups or eyelash cups down here. Here's a branch of a tree that has fallen off. This is new. This is new, and there's no mushrooms on it. And I see loose dirt. I see loose dirt in these rocks up here at the head of this little ravine. We need to come up here. Because, what do you want to bet? This is an active marmot den. What is going on over here? I can't get close enough to it to really see what's up, but okay, and I see something else weird. I see a blue metal box. A blue metal box that looks like a lunch box or something. Did I just stumble upon a geocache? Can I even get up there? Ooh. What do we got? We got a little blue lunchbox that says PAX 8 Wingman. Metal lunchbox, little kid lunchbox. There's something in it. I'm trying to open. Oh, don't do that, Tobe. Don't break the fingernail. And what's in it? What's in it are 5 tea lights. Tea lights. The small votive candles. Okay. Well, this is unusual. Makes little sense. Do I want this? Or did somebody leave this here? I usually need metal boxes, but I don't want that one. What did I want? Just the other day I was thinking, oh, I need to find a metal box and like an old lunch box and do something weird with it. I'm going to leave that thing there. I'm going to leave that there because maybe that's somebody's magic supplies. Maybe some witches or some Wiccans have been down here doing their magic rituals using those little tea light candles. Which, just that thought just reminded me of something else, but now I can't remember. Can't remember what I was thinking about. Anyway, there's no mushrooms right here, so let's go down here a little bit, check out these other logs. But I was thinking about this last night, and I was thinking about my local witch's supply store. And why was I thinking about it? There wasn't an ad. It does advertise late at night. This cool little store. It's actually not that little. It's kind of big. It's very close to my house. I could literally walk there in 5 minutes. I can drive there in about 1 minute. Now I gotta check these logs. Come on, give me some coral mushrooms. Give me some corals. But for some reason last night I was thinking about the store. I do know why. I was thinking about the store because I was thinking about taking some of my specimen bottles, some of my witch bottles, whatever you want to call these weird things that I'm making, of which I now have 14 or 15. I was thinking about taking them to that store to maybe sell them. And I suddenly got distracted because I'm seeing some weird stuff in this tree. This is not fungus, though. This is other plants sprouting in the bark of this tree, causing little sprouts to stick out that look like mushroom pins. But we got no mushrooms. Now let's look on the end of this log, because the end of this log has had some awesome corals in the past, and nothing today. Anyway, so I was thinking about taking my weird specimen bottles to the store, see if I could sell them. Because you never know what they're going to want. And these things are weird. They look like, I don't know, all kinds of weird crap. Aliens or alien abortions or Chthonian mythos type of horrors. Very Lovecraftian stuff. And I'm going to save some of the good ones. I've made so many out of so few parts that I'm like, what am I going to do with all these? Why am I making all this? This is some kind of weird art. And that's what I do. I make weird art. And sometimes I find mushrooms, but apparently not today. Today is not mushroom finding day. And I've gone about as far as I can go down here in the creek. Anything on this big old log? It seems like we saw some dryad saddles on this big old log at some point in time. A very loud truck drives by on the street on the other side. I think that's a marmot den over there. Too bad we can't get over there. And, I don't know. Are we done down here? Well, we're done on this side. We need to go walk the other end. See what we can find. But yeah, I kind of like this store. This store is a... what's it called? It's called New Millennium. Of course it's called New Millennium. You know. Which New Millennium are we talking about? The one that we had 20 years ago? Or the one that's coming up in 980 years? Either way. What was that sound behind me? Either way, I kind of like this store. But it has its good points and its bad points. And you know the kind of store I'm talking about. Basically, this is a bookstore slash gift store that sells books that are about New Age kind of stuff and mysticism and magic and fantasy. And are those raccoon tracks or marmot tracks over there? That looks like marmot tracks. And of course, this store also has gifts, so you can buy lots of candles, lots of different kinds of candles. And, you know, you can buy magic wands, you can buy a lot of crystals, you can buy a lot of different kinds of rocks. You can buy all kinds of fun stuff. They used to have some good incense, but once I bought it all, they never restocked it, so I never really have any reason to go back there. Oh, that's the other problem with the place. If you spend more than, well, any time you spend there, this is going to happen, but if you're in there for more than 15 minutes, you're done. You got to go home, wash all your clothes, and take a few showers and or baths, because they have incense going. And the worst thing of it is they don't have just, you know, like one kind of incense going. They have 5, 10 different kinds going every day, constantly. So the place reeks of 20 different blends of incense. And you will smell like that. You will smell like that if you even walk into the store. Is that a bad thing? I don't know, not necessarily. It's not a bad smell until you've been smelling it for 40 minutes. And then once you leave the store, you're still smelling it. And then your nose is stained and you're smelling it for the rest of the day. And you can't smell anything else, so. But it's a fun little store, very close to my house. I don't know if they want any of my black magic, though. Oh, all right. So I've walked over here to the actual creek itself, and now I'm actually walking. Is this a good idea? Yeah, I was going to say I'm actually walking in quicksand now. No, I'm good. I am actually walking in the creek bed. I'm walking along the sandy bottom of the creek. And that looks like deer tracks. Okay, now we got some Mati tracks over here. I'm looking around, and I'm just not seeing anything fun at all. There's no dudes. There's no mushrooms. Going up here any further, we're just not going to do us any good. So, yeah, I'm going to turn around here. And where's that soft spot? What? Don't stand there. Yeah, okay, we're good. Okay, so, geez, kind of another uneventful, dubious goals committee, but I really wanted to go outside because the weather was so nice. Oh, and here's a little bottle, but it's broken, damn it. No, Tobe, don't make any more. Here's another bottle, but it is also broken. There's a lid to a bottle. Wait, is this a mushroom right here? Yes. And here's another one. Just as I'm, oh, no, the lid is crushed. I'm bending over to pick up a spare lid, and I'm noticing that there's two mushrooms here. Oh, here's another one. Third mushroom. Is this one over here too? Or is that just a leaf? Yeah, we got, I can't even identify what they are. Three small little, I don't know, they look like some kind of flammulina, to be honest. So, okay. We did find some mushrooms today. Nothing super exciting, but still, oh, pretty fun nonetheless. And then I just lost my train of thought. What was I talking about right before I saw those mushrooms? Something about the store, something about incense. Oh yeah, and the bottles. I gotta stop making these things. I've pretty much gone through my entire bottle supply. And so I really don't need to make more. Like I said, why am I doing this? Why am I making all of these? I've got 15 now. Where am I going to store them? What am I going to do? Oh, and I'm glad I just said that because I just remembered something else. I saw this last night. I have this little tiny light set. This little set of lights, grain of wheat bulbs. Not LEDs, actual like little light bulbs. I got my hands on that somehow, somewhere, and I thought, oh, I can use this for something someday, sometime. And I never have, and I saw it last night, and I thought, aha, aha, that's what I could do. I could take those little lights, and I could make some kind of like little cabinet to display these lab horrors, these Chthonian mythos nightmares in a bottle, these alien abortions, these creatures from beyond. I could take these in the little bottles, put them in a cabinet, and then mount these lights behind the bottles. So, you know, it lights up the bottle. That'd be nice and scary and creepy, and what would the point of any of that be? I don't know. I don't know. But, you know, putting everything in a cabinet and adding some lights adds some value. So now I can sell it for more. Now it's some kind of art. And we can sell it to, you know, the type of people who like to put on haunted houses. Surely I know some haunted houses people. Yeah, what was that guy's name? Always was in the costume shop. I don't know. We're going to discuss that in a minute. Or maybe we won't, because I'm back at my car. We need to go home and, I don't know, listen to some music or something. So let's do the warp. Countdown from three with me. 3, 2, 1.
Hey, baby! You got girlfriend, Vietnam? Not just this minute. Well, baby.
Zero. Yeah. What we've done is we've managed to take a new mode of transportation. It's not like a time warp. It's not like a space warp. It's not like a tesseract. It's more of a, hey, baby, you got girlfriend Vietnam? Yeah, but seriously. Well, I think we need to get into some music today. Let's see what Justin Johnson is up to. I know he got a new electric baritone guitar. And I've been making some voodoo bottles, doing black magic and stuff. So let's hear some voodoo, black magic, blues, and baritone guitar. Oh, that'll work. Thank you. Absolutely amazing. That was beautiful. That was Justin Johnson doing a little Screamin' Jay there, here to finish off the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe and I'm gone.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.